This is Our Living Lands, and I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Researchers from the University of Hawaii at Manoa are using Okinawan songs to learn about climate and geology. Justin Higa is a postdoctoral fellow and a traditional music practitioner. Our Living Lands producer Daniel Spalding spoke to Higa about the connections between climate, music, and culture.
Can you share about the research and what you've learned along the way?
Yeah, so I've been playing this genre of UQ and indigenous classical music for over 10 years. Our central art is UQ and classical music. So we play the three-stringed instrument called a sanshin. It's basically a lute with a snakeskin covering. But more important than playing is the singing. So working with my sensei, my teachers, we talked about how a lot of the songs that we sing in traditional Okinawan music, UQ and music, they talk about the natural world around us a lot, the environment. And we learned that a couple of the songs that we sing very often hold knowledge of the climate, ocean systems, and geology, and how people interacted with them hundreds of years ago.
Can you share a little bit about the songs and the significance behind them?
The two songs that we analyzed in this project are called Nubui Kuduchi and Kudai Kuduchi. Nubui just means going up, so basically the journey north from Okinawa to southern Japan. And Kudai means going down, so going south from southern Japan by boat back home to the Okinawan islands. And this song talks about when Ryukyuan or Okinawan envoys had to send tribute to southern Japan after they were taken over by Japan and basically became a vassal state of the Satsuma domain of southern Japan. So the songs talk about the prayers they made before going on the journey, tears shed with family because they knew it was a difficult voyage, leaving the port from the boats and the perfect winds from specific directions and times of year. Then you go into the open ocean, describing specific areas that were particularly rough, had very rough ocean currents. Then when you get closer to southern Japan, the volcanoes that were seen erupting, and then finally the joy at seeing land after making this very difficult journey away from home. And then the opposite is true coming back home, where it's a lot happier of a song. And there's a lot of celebration. They go through the same ocean conditions, but they are welcomed back home with open arms, and people are gathering at the port to see these people back home. So understanding how our ancestors interacted with climate and geology through these ocean voyages and relating it to science and observations, we hope that that can make our art relevant to life today and kind of a cool way to show people what we do.
What would you say the significance would be in this study, and why does it matter to, you know, us today?
It's been a real privilege to bring my culture and my background into the geoscience and the climate science that I do for a living, studying landslides and earthquakes and how that kind of stuff affects living people. And my sensei would express it in the opposite direction, where we want to expose more people to our art and revive what we have left because of the history of suppression of our culture in the past, and being able to bring that back in many different ways through performing, through science, through climate science work, show that both the science and the culture and the art are relevant and they're not separate. I think that's the main takeaway that we want to convey.
Tune in next week for more stories about how climate change affects tribal communities. I'm Antonia Gonzalez for Our Living Lands, a collaboration of Kuwanic Broadcast Corporation, Native Public Media, and the Mountain West News Bureau.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.